Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning, where I'm here just to connect with you. I want to do it on a consistent basis, just get you to think about what you want most in life, to identify it, to work through all the feelings and the emotions, the things that you're driving towards, and all those things that may be holding you back just through talking, just two guys, brother to brother. So today I want to ask you the question is, what are you working towards? Like everybody's bullseye, whether this goal, whether you want to make more money, get a promotion at your job, you want to find an awesome girlfriend, you want to get married someday, you know, have kids, you want to, your physical body, get in ultimate shape, rip six pack, set of abs, whatever it may be. Everything that we're going towards, you know, the bottom line is we're going for a set of feelings and emotions. Confidence, strength, mental, emotional strength, security, comfort. Those are emotions that we might be doing all the stuff we're doing or setting all these goals and working towards them. Many times it's without really knowing it, many times it's we're moving away from certain emotions. We are just sick and tired of this stress. If I made more money, if there's anything, I just don't want this stress anymore. Now, that's a lot different than someone who's, wow, if I make this money, all right, it's going to be contribution and freedom and adventure, right? It's a whole different relationship with money if you say, I want to make it so I can get away from this stress and this pain and this fear that I have, right? Or lack of security in the future or whatever it may be. When you talk about relationships, maybe sometimes I'm tired of being alone. It's more than I want the love and connection and excitement. Many times, again, we're moving away from certain emotions. We want to distance ourselves, and that's what's driving us more than what we might think. We're going towards the more empowering, positive emotions. So I just want you to think about that. But whatever it is, whatever the goal that you might have, whether it's financial or with your relationships or physical with your body and your health, you know, whatever it is, the emotion can be all lumped into this. We want to be happy, right? We want to be happy. So the question that I have for you is, what are you working for? Why do you have all these goals? Why do you do the things you do? It's to be happy, right? Why would they make you happy? How much do you think about that? And are you really working towards, you know, that positive emotion? Or if you really think back, it's, I never want to be like this ever again. I don't want to be like my parents. I don't want to live that life. Or is what's really driving you is more a moving away towards type of thing. All these things are very important as you break it down. Now, I tell you, as I talk to men from, you know, all over the world with my coaching, and I tell you, I just learn so much every single session. And what I try to do is not only take this wisdom and this perspective that I get by working with so many men as they're going through the journey in life, as they're working towards their goals, which is ultimately for the feelings and emotions of happiness, right? You know, here I am at 6 o'clock in the morning. I've already had two sessions around the world. Someone on the United States East Coast that I start at 4, and then someone in Germany, where it's evening time there on this day, right? So it's just my day, and I'm just constantly learning. I'm constantly learning, again, where I can take for myself, but more importantly, you know, my mission to help men just like you all over the world, I take all this information that I learn and I make the connections and, you know, hopefully provide some insight for you every time I may talk to you on a podcast like this or, you know, some blog post that I write or some information that you get from the manformation.com website or my emails or whatever it might be. I'm constantly trying to put together how we all can benefit from that. But how much do you think about it? How much do you think about it? As I kind of understand myself even more, you start really realizing what drives you most may not be what you really think sometimes, right? So why are you doing the things that you're doing? I think about my bodybuilding career. And if you would have asked me, well, why do you have such a long career and putting this much effort in? You have to do it drug-free. And you don't get paid to do it. I mean, actually, all that's costing you money probably, even though, you know, I did have an endorsement contract and I did sell ebooks and videos and things like that that were all dovetailed the result of my bodybuilding career, right? And if you would have asked me back then, why are you doing all this? Why are you doing all this? I would have tell you something a lot different back then than I would tell you now. Back then, I would have said, I'm doing this because, I have this God-given talent with this physical body, and I was always looking for a way to use my talents in the best way possible, right? What can I do that I'm gifted at, that I love to do, and I can contribute to the world because, you know, I'm helping out people with my articles and the example and the inspiration that I do it, and I'm creating freedom for myself because this is better than working at a job. Now, you know, I can earn a living doing what I love to do and help people at the same time. And I'm not saying that those things weren't true. But when I really think about, you know, a lot of the other things that were driving me was, you know, I got thrown onto this international stage. I was just bodybuilding, right? I started when I was 27 years old. I wasn't, you know, taking drugs at the time. I had a responsible job and things like that, steroids. At that time, they had become a controlled substance. So it was like you're doing something illegal. At that age, I was just starting bodybuilding, right? I did other things that I guess made me happy that wasn't like an option for me. But, you know, I did well right from the beginning, and they were having natural bodybuilding contests. I said, hey, this is a great hobby. I love the gym. I love a lot of things about it. And so I just went for it. And I did all these contests. I did better and better and better, right? Well, when I became internationally known for what I was doing, it was a very polarizing thing. Oh, wow, you're the greatest in the world. What an example. What an inspiration. Skip hung the moon. He's the greatest thing in the world. But on the other end is, who the hell does that guy think he is? Who the hell does he think he is, thinking we believe him that he's not using drugs? You know, that's insulting. I would have more respect for him if he just admitted that he used drugs. It was very polarizing. Now, I look back at that now, and although that wasn't the position that I wanted to be in, what I realize is that being polarized is why people even know who I am. If it was just, oh, well, hey, whatever. That's the emotion that makes someone known for what they do. So maybe I didn't appreciate it so much back then, but without all that controversy, if you're listening to this podcast and you're following me from my bodybuilding career, you may never have known me at all if that wasn't the case. And that wasn't my intent going in. But I realized what really drove me, there was a lot of fears involved. One is, what are you talking about, people? I mean, you know, do I need to explain this to you? Look, I'll just document. I'll get better. I'll write articles. I'll make videos. And I went on this obsession of writing all these articles. Hey, I'll just tell them exactly how I think, how I eat, how I'll train. I was very creative. Way back then, I had the first online journal that documented my progress and what I did during the day. I mean, you see that all the time now on social media. But this was back in 1998. And, you know, I was selling ebooks with information before there were such things as ebooks. And that was because my ideas changed so much, like about whether it was training or nutrition. I didn't want to print out a book at that time. Internet first started, and so I would send them what I've done to that point, like 85 pages of nutrition or whatever. I didn't want to print it in a book, and I didn't want to mail it to them because I knew that I would learn more later on. And so I would send them the whole Microsoft Word file. Well, back in those days, mailboxes weren't able to hold as much information. Heck, half the time, the Microsoft Word files were so big, they just got kicked back because the person didn't have enough room in their mailbox. And at that time, there was dial-up connections over your phone line, and it would take like 10 minutes to send that document. Again, this is way before they had Adobe PDF files all installed on the computer and just clicked it. So I went on this all-out obsession. I had chat rooms before there was those type of things in the bodybuilding and message boards. It was before that. And I think about, well, what just drove me? Was I just so crazy passionate about bodybuilding and teaching others? Or was it my fear? Was it my fear that credibility and integrity is so important? There's things in my childhood that I saw that I wanted to, integrity became so important because I never wanted to be like that, right? It became something. And so I get on this national stage, I'm doing this, and people are questioning my credibility. Oh my God, what are you talking about? Don't you know who I am? Well, let me explain to who I am. And let me explain what I do. It became this all out assault that in a lot of ways I was driven by the fear that my integrity would be questioned. Well, obviously it was, right? But that what drove me to become such a coach and a writer when it came to bodybuilding training, write all those articles and early in the morning, late at night, all the videos, everything that I produce, you know, when I think back, it was most out of a fear of what I didn't want to happen, right? And especially when a positive thing was to quit my job and do what I love to do, like I said, that moving towards. But at the same time, you know, if you're trying to make your living from your reputation and people are taxing your integrity, wow, that is a big threat of your whole financial security, right? So the point in that story is that I want you to think about what's driving you. You know, the first thing you're going to probably come up to, what's driving you to achieve those goals, to do what you want, to be happy, whatever. The first thing that you'll probably come up with are all the positive things. Oh, I just love to do it. I love helping people, da-da-da-da-da, right? You know, it's important for you to understand that a lot of times there's a lot of things that we're trying to become happy doing, but it's really what we're doing is we're this all-out attempt to avoid negative emotions, whether they're real or just perceived, and that's what drives us too. It's knowing yourself, how you're pulled emotionally, because emotion is everything. Why you do everything, right? Instead of it just kind of guiding you on the back burner, right, without you knowing it, you know, taking the time to kind of understand what drives you. And it isn't even that you have to change your plans or do something different, but just being conscious of why you do the things that you do, the positive and the negative, what's really driving you. Just start asking that question right now. Again, our bullseye is happy, being just conscious of why, what we're doing, why we're choosing these things to do it, why it's so important for us to do this, to have these goals, to work towards them, to become happy. Just being aware of it can help you during the process move freely and effortlessly, more effortlessly, when you kind of understand all that. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back, and I want to offer you a way for me to help you work through this process. You can really understand what emotions you're going for, what you're doing that can be driving and maybe holding you back. So again, we're going to take a quick break, and I will be right back.
Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable. Unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in depth who's had a great experience with coaching, it can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.
We are back with this Morning Connection podcast, and I'm getting you to think about, what's your bullseye to be happy, right? Those emotions that you're going for. What's driving you? Why are you really doing the things you're doing? Why are you really, how did you choose these goals that if you achieved would make you happy, right? Why are you working towards these? Is it because of all those positive emotions? I'm sure that's part of it. But what are the negative emotions that you're moving away for, is that you're deathly afraid to experience, and that's what's driving you too? Knowing all of that can really help this whole process for you. You can just be more fluent, more congruent, you know, flow more freely towards what you're working towards. And so I want to offer, I've talked about my Manformation movement, right? If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to manformation.com. But more specifically, go to manformation.com/free. Manformation.com/free. I'm offering you my audio seminar course, 11 hours with workbooks, the mindset and actions of a powerful alpha male leader. Strategies to become all that you can be, to use your full talent, abilities, your potential, to become more influential, persuasive, you know, conquer the thoughts that are going in your mind, become influential, get other people to help you, right? To really identify what those goals are. It's a 6-session audio seminar course. I've sold hundreds and hundreds for $97. I'm giving it to you for free, and that's because I want to start this dialogue. I want to create this Manformation movement of us all stepping up to be the men we really want to be. And we got to identify it. Along with that audio seminar course, I have my Manformation movement manifesto, and it's this code of conduct. It gives you some suggestions about what you want to shoot for as a man, if that applies to you. Create your own. Follow these if they sound good, right? Make your own version of your own code of conduct. Just gives you something to think about, right? I want to affect the lives and touch and create this movement of 200,000 men by the end of this year, right? And it starts with you becoming familiar with this program. It's our base to build upon. Got other things planned, like I'm making a closed group, Facebook group. I'm going to ask you questions back and forth to stimulate thought, right? But one thing that I am doing too is I'm giving 200 scholarships to 90-minute audio seminar, 90-minute coaching sessions with me. And I call them Get Clear, Get Focused. It's a 90-minute breakthrough Manformation one-on-one coaching session with me. And how this is so powerful is that, you know, I talk about all those emotions that we're moving towards or moving away from. The challenge is many times we're just not conscious of it. We don't lack objectivity and perspective. You know, that when I talked about what I was driving for, that's years of reflection looking back. I wish I had a coach back then that could have helped me sort all of this out at the time. Just think how much of a more empowering and pleasurable experience it would have been if I could have had all these thoughts and emotions kind of sorted out as I was going through it and made even more out of it. That's what I want to do for you. And so even with the strategies in the course, the mindset and actions of a powerful alpha male leader, you'll see that, oh, wow, this is great. You know, I did this. It makes me feel this way. It's much, much more powerful if it's working towards a specific, clear goal and vision that you have for your life. During this 90-minute coaching sessions, one-on-one coaching session. And I charge $297 for these coaching sessions, but I'm going to give scholarships to 200 men before the end of the year, right? So that's 300 hours at least that I'm going to be investing for free to get this movement really going, right? And it starts by downloading and going through the audio program. Again, it's for free, manformation.com free. I'm going to be sending you emails to apply for these, you know, scholarship sessions. And I'm going to send you a questionnaire getting you to focus on what is most important to you, what challenges you're facing, you know, what you want most in life, so I can figure out how I can help you best. And that's how I'm going to choose who I'm going to give these 90-minute Manformation Breakthrough one-on-one coaching sessions to get you clear, get you focused. That's how I'm going to determine it, right? And what I can help you do is help you sort out these emotions for these goals. So if you're a person like who I was for many years, who I knew I had this talent, I had this drive and ambition and this work ethic, and maybe I was even successful to a point, but I just knew I wasn't even coming close to my, you know, full potential. I wasn't making it work. I would see guys who, you know, they're great, whatever, but they just outperform me in key areas of life. They just had better lives in certain areas. And at least to myself, I said I wanted what they had. Why couldn't I have that? And it bugged the hell out of me. And it was when I finally, you know, got coaching myself and I started understanding all these emotions that were going on that maybe I didn't have quite a handle on them than I thought. Maybe I wasn't doing things for the reasons that I thought, right? And just by becoming aware through more objectivity and more perspective, it made all the difference in the world. And that's what you're going to get in this 90-minute one-on-one coaching session, right? So, you know, download the program. You know, I'll send emails out as, you know, I offer these. So you want to make sure when that comes, you fill it out, you know, and you play full tilt when you fill out the questionnaire, knowing that you're competing against other guys, right? So look for that. But that's going to get you clear on these emotions, right? We have these goals. We have these ambitions. Sometimes we feel more motivated than other times. Sometimes we're confused on why can't I achieve more? Or why is this such a grinding process? Well, again, the things that I'm having you just think about right now, what makes you happy? Why did you choose those? What feelings and emotions are you getting from them? And what are you moving away from? All right, so those are some things to think about. Hey, thanks for connecting this morning. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.